Bradshaw is back. And he's going to spot and score, makes his perfect catch in the end zone. Unbelievable catch for the touchdown. He was up in the air and made a circus catch. He looked like a flying circus. And the Southern Cal Flyer pulled it in.
I don't know if that was from Super Bowl 13 or Super Bowl 10. I don't know. Either one, there were a lot of those and a lot of passes such as those. And they are just two of the names, Bradshaw and Swan, that will be honored in the Steelers Hall of Honor. I'm greatly honored myself to be joined by the president of the Steelers, Art Rooney II. Art, thanks so much for spending some time with me today. I suppose we ought to start with why did you get the idea? What was the derivation of the Hall of Honor?
Well, Stan, first, good afternoon. It's an honor to be with you.
And thank you.
Thanks for all your help with this. You know, we have been talking about this for a little while now, and you know, it's just one of those things that, as time goes on, I think it becomes more and more obvious that we have quite a number of players who deserve special recognition, who've made great contributions to the franchise, and a number of them are probably never going to wind up in Canton, and so particularly those kind of guys, I think, are the reason that we thought about doing this.
All right, I'm glad if we can talk about some of the parameters of all this. I've been aware because I've been privy. Actually, I just had my ear to the keyhole and sneaking around, eavesdropping. But the people who have already been inducted, such as your father and grandfather and some of the eight great all-time Steelers, those already enshrined, they will automatically be in the Hall of Honor, correct?
That's right. They'll be part of this first class that that we induct this fall.
And so the new people coming in either have not been enshrined in Canton or have not been enshrined in Canton yet, correct?
That's right. That's right.
Now, what are some of the parameters? People, when they heard about this, naturally they already have their choices and so on and so forth. What are some of the parameters of prospective members to the Hall of Honor?
Well, the first parameter is pretty simple, and that is that a player has to be retired for at least three seasons and must have played for the Steelers for a minimum of three seasons. So I would say those are kind of the first two prerequisites, and then after that it really is a pretty subjective test in terms of who deserves the recognition.
Well, we already had our first meeting, and I'm proud to say there were no fist fights, but there was some spirited discussion. It was actually a lot of fun. I suppose we also ought to mention, as people think about nominees, that this is not limited to just playing personnel, correct?
That's right. That's right. As you know, we over the years, we've had people in the front office and coaching staff who've made tremendous contributions, and those people will be considered as well.
Now, how many people can be installed in any one given year?
We would like to, like we said before, this year will be a large class because we are going to induct all of the current members, the Steeler Hall of Famers who are already in Canton, and then we will add between two and four to that group this year. So this will be a large class that would be recognized this year. And then going forward, we're going to say two to four a year. Obviously, there could be a time that you could exceed that. It's not written in stone, but our target really is two to four inductees per year.
Now, logistically, the first class will be announced on the morning of August 29th at Heinz Field. It's going to be available online. I'll try to wear a clean shirt that day because I'm going to host it. But when will we know some of the class members because they're already in the Canton Hall of Fame. When will the ceremony take place for this year's class?
The actual induction ceremony will take place the weekend of our Green Bay game, which is that last weekend in November. So November 25th, there'll be our annual alumni dinner will be the time when we induct this group, and then they will be recognized on the field at the Packers game on that Sunday night football game on November 26th.
At halftime or before?
It'll be a halftime ceremony. Yep.
Okay, great. Now, I think people are going to be very anxious to know, where will the Hall of Honor physically be displayed at Heinz Field?
Right. We have a location that we have picked out inside the FedEx Great Hall, and it will be, I guess you would say, on the southern end of the Great Hall, so closer to
scoreboard.
The riverside, if you will.
Now, there are an awful lot of people, yours truly included, that one day would like to see a display inside the stadium so that everybody can see it seated at the game, but maybe more importantly, people watching really around the world to remind people how many great players and personnel members there have been of the Steelers organization. Is there any chance that one day that might happen?
Yes, we'll definitely have that as part of the plan going forward. I think that in 2018 that is more likely to appear. So, but that's definitely in the plans.
Good. Well, you made me very happy. I'm glad to hear that's been a pet peeve of mine for a very long time. Art Rooney II is our guest, president of the Steelers. Steelers, by the way, don't practice today, so don't go up there. Tomorrow they'll be back at it at 2:55. Art, will there be any kind of a fan component involved in this, in the selection?
Yes, Dan. In starting with next year's class, we will have a nomination process, I guess you could call it, where we'll have a period of time that we'll ask our fans to submit their nominations, and they will go to our selection committee. So the fans will have a voice in this starting in 2018 and going forward.
Outstanding. Do you have a set amount of room that you've set aside? How many inductees, or we just expand as you go? Because this is going to be a long-running thing, quite obviously.
Well, the space that we have over there right now should accommodate this project for a number of years. I would say at least 10 years. So obviously, going forward, we'll look at expanding and getting a little more ambitious with the planning. But for right now, we have plenty of room to sort of honor the anticipated numbers over the next, let's say, 10 years or so.
A couple more questions for you, Art, and we'll let you go. I'm asking questions, some of which I already know the answer to, which hardly ever happens to me. But what will the display look like for each individual? What will they receive? You just give them sort of a visual description of what it will all look like.
Well, I'm glad you asked that question, Stan. In 1982, which was the 50th season of the Steelers, the United States Steel Corporation, together with the United Steelworkers of America, presented my grandfather with a solid steel football. And it is, as you can imagine, being solid steel, it's something that you never want to drop on your foot. So we are creating a replica of that ball that we will present to each of our inductees. And I can't say that it'll be solid steel, but it'll be a replica, and we just thought that was one of the hallmarks or pieces of Steeler history that would be fun to kind of replicate and allow our inductees to have a piece of that, so to speak.
Undoubtedly. And the last thing for you, Art, this is a strange training camp. It's the first one, of course, without your father. And I'm wondering, is this something that you and your dad discussed about doing? Was the derivation of this something that you two had discussed before?
We did discuss it, and I think it was a similar discussion to what we talked about in the beginning, and that is, I think we both recognized that we had players and have players that we would like to see and would have liked to have seen go into Canton. And as time has gone on, that number has grown. And so it's really a recognition that there are just a lot of Steelers who deserve to be recognized in this way. And so, indeed, my dad was part of this conversation when we first started talking about it, and I'm sure he'll be happy that we're getting this done.
Last thing, Art, is part of that discussion about the Hall of Fame in Canton, because there is this perceived, I sound paranoid, but anti-Steeler bias, because so many went in a relatively short period of time, and that maybe guys who ought to be in or should have been elected already are kind of held out and say, well, we've got enough of them.
Yeah, look, it's hard for me to say whether that bias is real or not, and I hesitate to kind of accuse the voters up there of anything. So I'll just say that there's no question that we feel there are a lot of Steelers who deserve the recognition, and maybe more than they will ever be able to accommodate in Canton. And so we just felt like this was the better way to go, and we're still hoping and counting on more Steelers being inducted up in Canton, but this we think will be a special honor as well.
Now, if you can't join them, beat them.
That's right. Turn
the phrase. There you go. Art, thank you for the time today. And I've already expressed this on the air and through social media. But being asked to serve on the committee is one of the greatest honors of my career. And I'm very humbled and honored about that. And I just wanted to thank you publicly for that.
Well, Stan, we appreciate your longevity in this business and the knowledge that goes with that. And so I appreciate that you're willing to be part of it.
Yeah, it's my great pleasure. Art, thank you again for spending some time with us today.
Thanks, Stan. Good to be with you.
My pleasure. Thank you. There he goes, Art Rooney, the second president of the Steelers. And if you have any further questions about that, by all means, go away. Now, again, I mean go away. Fire away. I mean go away. Stay there. Don't leave. If you've got questions about it, I try to ask all the relevant questions that you might be interested in. The nominating committee, which also, of course, Art is on it, as am I. Joe Gordon, longtime Steeler publicist, great historian of Steeler football, publicist for the Steelers from 1970 on until he retired. And, of course, that included this dynasty years of the 70s, Bob Labriola, with whom you're all familiar, still a member of the Steelers organization, Steelers.com, and the Steelers Radio Network. And Tony Quattrini, you may not know the name, but Tony was the original marketing director of the Steelers, and he has been, as they say, a Steeler for life. And I also work with him at a couple of different locations. He was in sales, both at, I think we were called, FSN Pittsburgh, Fox Sports Net back in those days, and also at the old 1250 radio, WTAE radio. So those are the members of the committee, and we've got some other folks who are certainly helping us out with the marketing of it. But I made a huge list. I mean, my list, I knew that the max going in addition to those already in the Hall of Fame, that we were limited from between two and four. And I had a list of like 30. It's a funny thing. If you start thinking about that, and again, not even including the Steelers who are already in the Hall of Fame, and that includes Art Rooney Sr. and Dan Rooney and Chuck Knoll, people already in the Hall of Fame, if you just exclude those and, you know, some of the great players of the 70s and the Ernie Stautners and so on and so forth, I still had a list of many more than 20. And it wasn't easy to get to all of them, but we weren't going to get to all of them in the first year. So we narrowed some of it down. And again, the announcement of the initial class, in addition to those already enshrined in Canton, will be announced the morning of August the 29th. So what's that? 4 weeks from today, right? 29th, a Tuesday also. And it will be available live streaming for you. And I have been asked to emcee it, which I would be thrilled to do as well. And we'll announce the first class at that point. All right, tomorrow on the program, our guests will include Rob King. Also, Craig Wolfley will join us from Latrobe. So that'll be tomorrow. But coming up next, this date in sports history and today's birthdays. Coming up next on Saverin on Sports. Don Saverin on Sports. Don Saverin.